make the most of all the stress. I try to live without regrets, but I'm about to break a sweat. I'm freaking out. It's like a poison in my brain. It's like a fog that blurs the scene. It's like a vine you can't untangle. I'm freaking out. Every time I turn around, something don't feel right. My steps to get some air into my chest. I'm taking all the doctor's meds. I'm still freaking out. That's why my ex is still my ex. I never trust a word she says. I'm running all the background checks and she's freaking out. Every time I turn around, something's just not right. She might be paranoid. I'm avoiding the lies, cause they just might spread. Can someone stop the noise? I don't know what it is, but it just don't fit.
That was Paranoid by the Jonas Brothers, and we're going to hear from Alex and Jane more information about the Jonas Brothers.
What's up, guys? So, Jane, what do you think about the Jonas Brothers' like achievements ever since leaving the division?
I feel as though they definitely have came a long way since their Disney Channel days, you know, with Hannah Montana and Camp Rock, and I feel as though, you know, today's some really good competition for the March Mayhem Madness.
I agree. They're still probably one of my favorites just because for the Jonas Brothers.
You heard Paranoid by the Jonas Brothers, and now you're going to hear Before the Storm, which also features Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
too easy. But I could see it's not the same. I'm standing here, but you don't see me. Give it all for that to change. But I don't want to leave.
That was Before the Storm by Jonas Brothers and Miley Cyrus. What do you guys think about that mashup?
I personally think it was great.
I think it's an interesting mashup. I mean, like, thinking about where Miley Cyrus is now versus where the Jonas Brothers are now.
Yeah, they've all come a long way, to, like, independently. Like, they started off in like the limelight and then made a name for themselves right after, showing they don't actually need Disney, which is great for them.
Yeah, I do feel as though they inspired a lot of people with their music.
Yeah, it's just making me think, like, I wonder if Disney's like, oh, like, you guys made it without us, like
like they messed up. Yeah.
Yeah, like, we let you guys go and here you are. Now we're gonna feature some Mr. Goffredo recommendations from Oasis. I'm gonna start off with Some Might Say.
We'll be right back.
That was Some Might Say by Oasis, and from our previous March 2nd show, we had Oasis beating Radiohead 64-36%, and they are advancing today up against the Jonas Brothers. Next, you're going to hear Don't Look Back in Anger from Oasis.
You've seen.
is Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis, and it is 9:33, and we're about to move into the second half of our show, where you'll see matchup from Jackson 5 and AC/DC. So next you're going to hear I'll Be There from Jackson 5. That was I'll Be There by Jackson 5, the 1970 hit. And Jaden and Alex have more information about Jackson 5 for you guys.
So one unique thing about our tournament this year that is that Michael Jackson's actually in it twice. He's in our group and also the Super Bowl headliners group. Jay, what do you think about that?
I feel as though that's kind of wild because, like, knowing that an artist can qualify for, you know, two groups is kind of insane to me because they're getting votes from both sides, you know? Like, even though Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson are, you know, two different, I guess, like, artists, if you want to put it that way, it's still, you know, it's still crazy how the same person can be in two different brackets, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's also Michael Jackson's second chance at winning. He's already won it once. He won it again. be a two-time winner. The first one, I believe. That's crazy.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. You know, Michael Jackson for the win all the way. That's who I'm rooting for in this bracket. What about you?
I really think he should. It's not just him; it's Jackson 5, but he's obviously the main name out of the five.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see Jonas Brothers overcome. Hopefully. I'm biased. That's just my opinion. So Nick, we're gonna play our second song by Jackson 5. It's gonna be "Enjoy Yourself." That was "Enjoy Yourself" by Jackson 5, and we're going to move on to our next opponent, AC/DC. I'm Maddie Hogle, and you're listening to The Family Affair's Mark Mayhem Music. This is "Have a Drink on Me" by AC/DC.
We'll be right back.
That was Have a Drink on Me by AC/DC, and we're going to talk about last week's results with AC/DC and Jackson 5. Alex, you have those statistics?
Yep. So we had two landslide defeats, with AC/DC, our third seed, beating our 16th Daisy Chicks 83% to 17%, and that was a straight murder. And then with our second seed, Jackson 5, beating Kings of Leon 85% to 15%. That's even worse. So I think AC/DC and Jackson 5 both deserve to go through.
Yeah, as a personal Kings of Leon fan, that's like a complete violation. Terrible voting. So we're gonna play our last AC/DC song, A Long Way to the Top.
We'll be right back.
That was It's a Long Way to the Top by AC/DC, and that pretty much wraps up our second artist of this half of the competition, AC/DC. And Alex and Jaden are going to bring you some more information about the rest of our show.
If you guys would really like to support our, you know, part of the March Mayhem of Madness, then you guys can go vote on Twitter at Sterling Radio, and, you know, of course, vote for Jackson 5 because they're obviously the best. But just, you know, go vote, you know, show some support. I'd really appreciate it, you know. We'd all appreciate it here, so just, you know, make sure you go check that out for us.
And, of course, also check out on Thursday, the Latin Fairs Division, to also support every group in the March Mayhem of Madness.
I mean, how do you guys feel about this show? I don't... I've been listening to all this music. It's just so, like, different. You know, we have Jonas Brothers and AC/DC. Like, how is that even in the same thing?
Yeah, it's all just a bunch of transitions into different genres, but I think we have four good, great artists and groups and all that. I personally think for at least Jackson 5 versus AC/DC, that is our best matchup of the whole tournament so far for us. There's two big ones right there. I don't know who's going to win that one.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be like a landslide like our previous voting.
Not going to be a murder, no.
No, I don't think so. I think Jonas Brothers and Oasis, I mean, I think Goffredo has some, you know, leeway on that. I think he's threatening his students, if I do say so myself. I think he's threatening some extra credit if they win. It would be interesting. I would mess up my whole bracket, but it would be interesting, to say the least.
What about you, Jaden? What do you think of our two matchups we have here?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, in my opinion, we already know, you know, who's going to win and, you know, who the better artist is in general. But I do feel as though we have some good matchups today. Like you guys said, it's not going to be a landslide like before because, you know, before was just total disrespect, am I right? But I think, you know, we got some pretty good music, man. It's pretty good stuff. So we'll see what happens.
I also like to mention that the use of the word landslide is really ironic, speaking since Dixie Chicks were obliterated in our last voting, and that was one of their songs, was Landslide, so...
Was it real?
Yeah, we played Landslide by the Dixie Chicks, and they were killed by AC/DC.
A bit of a foreshadowing, you never know.
I know, I don't know. I don't think they were going to get far to begin with, but I was hoping for the underdog, I don't know.
Maybe just had a bit of competition, but you know, what can you do?
Yeah, I mean... So that pretty much wraps up our show. It is 9:55, and this was the Family Affairs region. I'm Maddie, and joined by Jane and Alex. You guys have any last words?
Have a nice day, guys, if you're listening. That's all I have from me.
And voting is...
Just for me, just go Knights.
Voting is dropped now on @KnightsRadio on Twitter, and I'm going to lead you guys out with my personal favorite, Love Bug by the Jonas Brothers.
We're gonna be chill for this part.
Yeah, but they're bringing pizza and they're also gonna have a
well, dude, guys, nice to meet you.
Hey, guys!
Hey,
hey,
did you bring the,
Hey, Ming, Joe's not a girl, and I
called you for the first time yesterday. I finally found you missing part of me. I felt so close, but you were far away. Left me without anything to say. Now I'm speechless, over the edge and just breathless. I never thought that I'd catch this love bug again. Hopeless, head over heels in the morning. I never thought that I'd get hit by this love bug again. I can't get your smile out of my mind. Can't get you out of my mind. I think you brought your eyes out of time. Beautiful, but you don't even try. Don't even try. Modesty is just so hard to find. Now alone, speechless. Over the edge, I'm just breathless. I never thought that I'd catch this love bug again. Hopeless, head over heels in the morning. I never thought that I'd catch it, but this love bug again. I kissed her for the first time yesterday. Everything I wish that it would be. Suddenly I forgot how to speak. Hopeless, breathless, baby, can't you see? Now I'm
see you guys.